Hello, Raider Nation. I'm Jeanette Thompson. Welcome to Behind the Shield, brought to you by the California National Guard. Tonight, the Raiders take on the San Diego Chargers at home, and both sides had something to say about tonight's game.
It's a good defense. They have a lot of veteran players in that secondary, and at linebacker, experienced guys, you know, at their place, and we got to be ready to go.
Gates has always been a key factor in our offense, a guy that creates mismatches with linebackers, I mean, even some DBs. I mean, you know, he's a big guy.
Very tenacious. They get after the quarterback. They like to bring pressure. They push the pocket. They do a lot of things.
We've got a tough opponent coming up. We've got to go on the road, and our first division game, so we're looking forward to it. I know they'll be very well coached. Dennis does a great job of getting them ready. They fly around. They run to the football, and they'll be very efficient offensively.
You got a bunch of playmakers like Eric Weddle. He's everywhere. They have a lot of experience back there, and I think they can really challenge themselves. So I'm up for the challenge, though.
It's going to be a challenge. At their place, at night, it'll be loud and rowdy, and it's a tough setting, so we'll have to be at our best to win.
Host of the Silver and Black Show, Greg Papa, had his weekly exclusive interview with head coach Dennis Allen.
Before we break down Phillip Rivers and what he's doing, let's just talk about your friend, Mike McCoy. You guys were together in Denver. I know you're close to him off the field. How will the Chargers change, coach, from the team that we saw North Turner coach the last several years?
Well, I don't know that they've changed a whole lot defensively, special teams. I think they're still solid in those areas. I think offensively what you see is they've done a great job with Phillip Rivers, and they're putting him in position to get the ball out of his hands a lot quicker. His completion percentage is way up. He's still throwing for a lot of yards and still has the explosive passing game, but you don't see the mistakes that he's made in the past. And that's the thing that we've got to try to create. We've got to try to create some takeaways. We've got to try to get some hits on the quarterback. We've got to be able to cause some fumbles. Those are the things that we're going to have to do to be able to win this game. But they've done an outstanding job on offense, and Phillip's playing probably as good as he's played in a long time.
Quarterback rating is 118.8. You mentioned the percentage. Completion percentage is 74. 11 touchdowns, 2 interceptions. He's getting the ball out of his hand on average 2.14 seconds, so it's hard to get to him. To talk about the offense, they've gone to the no-huddle, up-tempo. Is it similar to what Mike McCoy ran last year with Peyton Manning and Denver?
Yeah, very similar. I think you see some of the things that Ken Wisenhunt did when he was in Arizona. But a lot of the three wide receiver sets with the tight end in the back, you know, that's a lot of the stuff that you saw them doing in Denver with Peyton Manning. You see Phillip doing a lot of checks at the line of scrimmage.
And they can stretch you out, not only down the field, but horizontally as well. They got Eddie Royal in the slot, Danny Woodhead running the flat routes out of the backfield. Gates obviously working the middle of the field, and this quarterback's finding everybody now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's what those really good offenses are able to do. They're able to take their athletes, put them in space, and give them a chance to operate. And so we're going to have to stop the run first and foremost to make it where they can't run the ball and throw the ball. And then we're going to have good, close, tight coverage, and we're going to have to do a great job of tackling in space.
Antonio Gates seems to be getting better. He looks leaner and lighter and moving better this year than I've seen from the last couple of years.
Yeah, he's moving really good. He's playing at a really high level. You know, he's not just a vertical threat. He's a threat vertically. He's also a threat over the middle. He's extremely quick getting in and out of his breaks, and he's got a big target for Phillip to put the ball on.
During the game, don't forget to log on to Raiders.com for all of your game day information, from photo galleries to videos, stats, and so much more. And until next time, go pink and go Raiders!